absolute result is death. There's no other alternative. It's death. And that comes from Romans 8:6. But if we set our mind on these next things, the blessings of God, the promises of God, financial blessing, healing for our soul and our spirit and our physical man, peace and comfort and freedom. If we set our mind on the blessings of the Lord, the Spirit is going to give us life and peace. That is such a wonderful scripture in Romans 8:6.
Yeah, but let me take on one of the most subtle, sneaky, devious monsters that attacks people.
Okay.
But Barbara and Darren, you just don't know how I hurt. Nobody's ever hurt like I do. In fact, my case is so unique. I'm registered in the National Registry for blah, blah, blah. And they'll tell me that. Well, I mean, they've got my name at the Arthritis Foundation. I had a gentleman say that to me a while back.
I could not believe that.
And I thought, well, hoopy-doo for you. You want to get rid of it or you want to keep it? You want to run around bragging about how unique you are?
I think some people actually do. That's the one. That's their identity. That's where they value themselves. They can say, well, I've got this unique disease. There are only 5,000 out of 10 million to get this or whatever.
Tell me there was only 250 in the whole nation. There's only 250 of these. Well,
what a trap.
I want to tell you, there is one Jesus, and he can take care of that in a heartbeat if you let him. If you choose to hang on to it, because he has given us all a will, we can all choose to stay in the mess we're in, or we can take the Word of God and get rid of that thing. And folks,
that's
I beg you to do that. It kind of reminds me of a lady that called me from San Francisco, and I was on there late at night on television, and she called me, and I was on the network at that time, and she was saying, Brother Darren, I need you to pray for my back. Well, I got to talking to her. I said, how come you're home and all this? Well, it's not. Now she said, I'm on disability. Now she can pray for my back, but don't pray for this other thing because, you know, that's my reason for my disability. And I said to her, I said, you know, the devil's going to eat your lunch a little bit at a time. And with me, it's all or nothing. Either we go for the whole thing or we don't do anything. I'm not going to pray for selective healing here for you so you can lay in bed at home and be a victim. Because the devil will come. If you allow him one inch, he'll take a mile. I'm telling you, folks, don't buy the idea that you're so unique and you're so special. Nobody's ever hurt like you do. There's probably people that hurt a lot more than you do. Give it to Jesus and let him heal you. I mean, it really is a sin to stay in sickness when God wants to heal us. It's a sin to stay in poverty when he wants to bless us.
That's right.
We can't play and dance around with the devil. You are going to lose.
Especially when there's verses like 1 Corinthians 10:13 that says, no temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. That means that you're not the first one that's gone through what you're going through. And God sees it, and Jesus was at all points tempted as you are. He's been through what you're going through. He was through that with that on the cross. I remember this commentator, Darren Eric Severide, and he said one day, Jesus was a very weak man because he only lived 3 hours on the cross. And I could not believe what this man had said about Jesus. He did not know that Jesus took the whole sin of the world, the sin that Adam and Eve had committed in the Garden of Eden, but all of our sins as well, plural, on his back, on his shoulders. And it says that in Isaiah 53, it describes him as having carried all this on his shoulders.
But you can't understand the cross through reason.
That's right, we cannot.
You can't understand salvation. You can't understand healing through reason. And Barbara, I'm glad you brought up this. I remember you talking about that. That really moved you, what he said.
Oh.
It really hurt you, didn't it?
Oh, yes. It was ludicrous to me at the time how he could say that about Jesus Christ.
But you know, so many people get into reason when it comes to this matter of healing or matter of blessing or prosperity or God's comfort or God's peace or God's protection. Folks, you can't understand some of this stuff by reason, so don't try.
That's right.
You need God's revelation. And you know, Barbara, I ask God for every, almost daily, for give me a revelation, give me an understanding, give me a mystery on this subject. And you know something? When I ask in faith, he gives it to me.
That's right. It says into the middle of this scripture in 1 Corinthians 10:13 that I just read, no temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And here is the crux of this whole verse. God is faithful. You have got to know that God is faithful. And whatever you're going through, God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. He knows what you can take. I remember one time, this is a real little thing, Darren, but one time I was really feeling sorry for myself. Oh, I had a pity party going because John, my first husband, he was gone all the time working, providing for the family very well, thank you. And I had to do a lot of things around the house. I had to mow the lawn. I had to keep the house up. I had to do some painting. I had to do some mending, carpentry kind of stuff on the house because he wasn't able to be there all the time. I got into a real pity party because I had to go up on the roof and clean out the eaves. And I said, John should do this, Lord. And the Lord says, did I make you capable to do that? Do you have two legs and two arms? Are you healthy? Are you strong? Do you know how to put a ladder up against the house?
Well, this sounds good. It's music to my ears.
I shouldn't have told you that. But I said, yes, Lord. I'm healthy. I'm capable. I'm able to do this. My children are in school. I can come home and do this because I've got all the books done, and I have time to do this. And so I did that. And then for about the next 5 or 6 years, I did it. And I was very able to do that. Well, some of us get into these grooves, into these ruts where, I can't do this. I can't do this anymore. Well, this scripture says, God will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape that you may also be able to endure it.
Okay, let me talk to you about one of the greatest provisions that Jesus made.
Okay.
It's in Mark chapter 11. In fact, I love the book of Mark. Mark 9:23 is probably my favorite. All things are possible to him who believes.
Mm-hmm.
Mark 10:27, building up to this. With men, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Now, let me tell you, some of you do have. We know. We read your letters. We hear your phone calls. Mm-hmm. We meet you at meetings. You have mountains that are, I mean, it's like you're standing at the base of that mountain. You can't even see the top of it. Mm-hmm. Your nose is stuck in that mountain.
Yes.
You're between a rock and a hard place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me give you this scripture. Mark 11:22, Jesus gave a profound thing to his disciples. He says, have the faith of God. Now, in saying that, the implication is you can have the faith of God. So ask him for it. Say, God, I don't have enough faith for this. I'm outnumbered here. I can't do it. Well, you ask him for the faith, and you ask in faith. He will give you faith. And in Mark 11:23, a great scripture says, truly I say to you, and Jesus was speaking in both of these verses, truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to come to pass or going to happen, it shall be granted him. Therefore, all things for which you pray and ask, believe you have received them, they shall be granted you. Well, to believe that you have received the removing of the mountain is a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you will take that scripture and say it over and over and over and ask God to give you the revelation on this scripture. It will take a revelation to understand Mark 11:23. You can't understand that with your intellect or with reason or with your mind. You can't understand that with your high IQ or your low IQ. You're going to have to get it straight from God. And what comes from His heart will go to your heart. That's just a Bible principle. So as you say, now, God, I don't understand. I'm reading Mark 11:23. I don't understand it. It sounds almost too good to be true. It sounds like a fantasy, like a dream. But here's what Jesus said. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it shall be granted him. God will give you the revelation of why that's true and why it works. And as you begin to meditate on that scripture, that Romans 10:13 kicks in. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As you meditate, and what I'm telling you folks here is golden. This is worth millions to you. If you catch this, it will change your life. You can speak to the mountains in your life, and you can command them to rise up and be cast into the sea.
That's right.
I will go back to the story on our house. I had to meet many mountains. The lenders were saying, well, we can't possibly close by the end of this month. I said, we have to. Well, we just don't see any way. I would go home and pray, and I would lift that up, and I'd say, God, this is a mountain. This is a hindrance. I speak to it. I command it to be loosed. I command it to be cast into the sea. And you know, as I said that, Barbara, my faith got stronger and stronger. And every day I said, I'm buying a house.
Mm-hmm.
We're buying a house. We're going to be out of here by the 31st. We're going to have it closed by the 31st. Well, finally, the last thing was, well, we can't close to the very end of the day. And I knew that the movers would be standing around, and I didn't want that. So I said, God, I've got one more mountain. I want that closing moved up to 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Well, they finally called about 1:30 and said, we can close at 2:30.
That's right.
Well, God was giving us miracle after miracle after miracle because